For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson served the U.S. government as a Customs, Border, and Air Interdiction Officer for 32 years. He retired last year as a GS-14, the equivalent of a Byrd Colonel.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. This week's government buzz on the net is all about robo-tripping, the abuse of cold remedies, in most cases by young teens. The L.A. Times reported on Tuesday, December the 5th, 2006, that since 1999, teen abuse of quercetin pills, Robitussin syrup, and other common cold medicines has risen tenfold. The widely available and inexpensive medicines are growing in popularity, while use of illegal drugs such as ecstasy, LSD, and date rape drug GHB have dropped, according to the same report. The study was based on a review of 1,382 calls made to the California Poison Control Center over a six-year period involving cases of dextromorphine exposure. Those calls were generally made in emergency situations, usually by physicians treating overdose patients in hospitals, and they represent only a fraction of the overall drug use, according to the report. That comes out to one reported incident about every 2 days for a state the size of California with approximately 36 million people. I don't think this is exactly an epidemic. And of the cases reported to the State Poison Control Center, 7, amounting to 0.5% of the total, were life-threatening, and none resulted in death. By comparison, the number of overdose deaths caused by clandestinely manufactured fentanyl and heroin, as reported by harmreduction.org, is staggering. The current outbreak of fatal overdoses due to heroin contamination with clandestinely manufactured fentanyl has killed over 750 people in at least 8 states, including nearly 200 in Chicago, 150 in Detroit, and nearly 100 in Philadelphia. Most of those deaths have occurred since April of this year, at a rate of about 3 deaths per day due to this unregulated drug. There's every reason to believe that the number of fentanyl deaths is vastly underreported, as many jurisdictions near these epicenters may lack resources, coordination, or expertise to monitor overdose trends and conduct toxicology tests to identify fentanyl and opioid overdoses. My point is, there have been no deaths associated with the abuse of a regulated drug, but hundreds this year alone attributed to unregulated drugs. It's obvious that our national policy of prohibition does not work. If the distribution and sale of drugs is not taken out of the hands of terrorists and criminal gangs, then we can expect the continuation of the unintended consequences of the drug war: tortured lives, broken families, and needless death. LEAP does not condone or encourage the use of any drug. We believe that drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of criminals. It's time to regulate and control them. Let's work together to stop this failed public policy and help build a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.